We will not tolerate any form of discrimination under any scenario, period.
That's Morehead State University President Dr. J. Morgan. After a racial slur and Nazi swastika were painted on the side of a home on North Wilson Avenue in Morehead, local officials responded by hosting an open forum to address the issue. Dozens met in Button Auditorium on MSU's campus last Tuesday. Morehead Mayor Jim Tom Trent says the event was an opportunity for voices to be heard.
It came across, I believe, well attended and well received, and there was a lot of good feedback, and that's what happens in these situations. You have to keep the dialogue going. You don't want the issue to die and be swept under the rug.
Mayor Trent spoke on the panel alongside MSU's Chief Diversity Officer Charles Holloway, Campus Police Chief Merle Harrison, and two university students, Adriana Walker and James Copas. Copas, a sophomore, says it was an important conversation to have.
I'm just hoping it sparks some minds, like, actually help move the community. I feel like the community itself is kind of like, there's racism still involved, so it's still kind of like, we're not really, like, a unity. We're not close, so I hope that this will, like, motivate us to do more and help each other out.
Alvin Madden-Grider has been working at MSU for over 25 years. He says ongoing discussions of racism, diversity, and inclusion would be beneficial to the Morehead community.
This event's really important to our community. We need to keep talking about this. I know some people may not want to discuss this because it's uncomfortable or they think it's not important, but it is really important. And sometimes we just need to get uncomfortable and discuss these issues.
While she believes holding a diversity forum was a good idea, MSU junior Sydney Bradley feels more can be done.
I feel like a lot of questions were left unanswered. Maybe they were kind of, brushed off.
Bradley says an event that nearly uniformly involves people who agree with each other doesn't address the root of the issue.
Holding something that would involve the people that disagree so that they can hear all sides of the minority would help improve the issues here on campus.
Morehead police say they are narrowing down leads in the North Wilson vandalism case, which is being investigated as a hate crime. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindberg.